Welcome to the Food Science Snob. Hey everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of the Food Science Snob. And I can't believe we're actually doing this because this is something I've been wanting to do since forever, really, guys. Like, I've always felt called to help the world through education and food, but never thought that I would be able to combine those together somehow until I found my major in college, which, for those of you who don't know, it is food science. So yeah, here I am, finally actually doing it, and it's kind of surreal, to be honest. So I'm so thankful for this opportunity and the potential that this show has, because I love food science, and I love busting myths to my families and my friends about food. And they're actually the ones that inspire this podcast. I mean, let's be serious for a second, guys. Have you gone to the grocery store lately and wondered why everything has a gluten-free, sugar-free, low-carb, fat-free, etc., version of everything on the shelves these days? Like, how do consumers even know where to begin, and how do you know what to eat? It's such a confusing, muddled mess, and it's so overwhelming. But hopefully you won't feel so confused after a few episodes of this pod. That's the whole basis behind the show. So, in other words, basically, welcome to my weekly rant. Okay, with that being said, I think it's time to get into the episode. So, let's get snobby. Alright, if this is your first time hearing the words food science, don't worry, you're definitely not alone. Almost every time I tell someone that I'm a food science major, they respond with something along the lines of,
"Oh, so you're basically like a nutrition major, right?"
And in my head, I'm always like, no, if I was a nutrition major, then I would have said I am a nutrition major, wouldn't I? It makes no sense to me. Anyways, I'm just going to spend some time now going over the difference between food science and nutrition so that you can understand the food science part of the food science job a little bit better. So let's just dive right in and begin with nutrition. Nutrition is the relationship between food and its effect on health. These relationships include topics like obesity, malnutrition, nutritional deficits, and generally, nutritionists work for individual consumers. Now onto my expertise, food science. Okay, food science is the study of chemical, biological, and physical properties of food. These studied properties are used to form relationships between manufacturing, processing, safety, and storage of your food. Generally, people with food science degrees tend to work for producers of major food companies that you would find at a grocery store, like Kellogg's, PepsiCo, or Heinz. Alright, now that I've bored you with a whole bunch of definitions and terms you probably don't care about anyways, let's get less technical. So, the way that I typically describe the relationship between food science and nutrition is this. Nutrition is how food works inside of your body, whereas food science is how it works outside of your body. So, like, if I were to put a piece of cheese in the microwave for 3 minutes and watch the properties of the cheese change, that would be something a food scientist would do. And by properties, I mean, is it melted now, or is it crispy? Is it creamy? Does it taste weird? Did the color change? These are all factors that a food scientist would look for during a typical experiment. Okay, so if it's not clear yet, let me just state it once and for all. I am not a dietitian. I don't know anything about nutrition. People, please, 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 please stop asking me to make you diet plans. I don't know how. I would eat frozen chicken nuggets every day if I could, okay? Like, I don't know how to plan a meal for myself. I can't plan meals for you. I don't know what to eat if you're trying to lose weight. Like, that's not me. That's not what I do. Okay. That's enough of that. So, how about we get into the information you actually came here for? Expiration dates. These confusing little put in your word of choice have been causing some major issues of food waste, y'all. And I've had enough, and apparently so has the FDA. If you don't know what that is, I'll tell you in 1 second. as they've released a letter as recent as March of this year to the food industry as a whole to show support for coming up with one standardized date with a clear description of what it stands for. It's about time. They are stepping up their game lately and, you know, major props to them. So I know the official title for this episode is Used By, Sell By, Best By, What Do These Dates Really Mean? But I think a good, like, subtitle would be Do Food Expiration Dates Even Matter? And I just realized I'm getting off topic, so let's reel it back in, Ariel. Okay, back to the FDA. So the FDA, also known as the Food and Drug Administration, is the largest food regulation center in the United States. They perform nearly 90% of all food inspections, and these inspections include foods such as dairy, seafood, produce, and lots of other things. Also, every so often, the FDA will put out a thing they call guidelines. And in these guidelines, it's recently been stated that food expiration dates have nothing to do with the safety of your food and only refer to the quality. Let me repeat that for you one more time to make sure you fully understand what I just said. The Food and Drug Administration stated that expiration dates do not refer to the safety of your food at all, whatsoever. Nada. In fact, I bet you didn't know that the only food date required to be on a food product by law is on baby formula. So, all those dates you're seeing on your foods are voluntary labels placed there by producing companies. Now, I don't know about you, but I can think of a few reasons why a company might want to make these expiration dates seem to be sooner, but I'm not going to say them out loud because I am going to be looking for a job soon, so... Yeah, if you're out there and you're listening and you work for a food company, hire me. But yeah, recently in a report put out by the National Resources Defense Council, it's been shown that nearly 42% of food each year is wasted due to consumers misunderstanding expiration dates. And to make that statistic make a little more sense to you, that means 133 billion pounds of food or $161 billion of food wasted each year. I mean, come on, people. So, as you probably gathered from the title of this episode, there are currently three different types of expiration dates. The use-by date, the sell-by date, and the best-by date. The first date I'm going to discuss with you today is the best-by date. The best-by date is used to show the recommended date to eat your food to ensure peak quality of your product, aka this date is solely there to show when flavor, texture, color, and other changes may begin to occur. Think like potato chips going stale. Notice how I did not say anything about food safety at all. Alright, so the second date that we're going to discuss is called the use-by date. The use-by date is placed on goods that are deemed perishable. Now, perishable goods are goods that can be influenced by outside environmental factors. These types of foods are generally items such as meat, dairy, and produce. And this date is actually the only one that deals with safety in any kind of aspect. But these dates still are not accurate, people. Remember, this date is a suggestion, not a rule. Foods can be consumed after this date. However, I wouldn't recommend doing so more than like a week after the date that's listed. Alrighty, and last but not least is the sell-by date. The sell-by date is actually the least applicable to you as a consumer, as it is intended for grocery store stalkers. This date refers neither to the quality or safety of your food, and actually usually coincides with stocking dates for grocery stores so that older products can be replaced with newer products. So some general rules, and I'm using the term rules here very loosely. So some general rules that you can follow when deciding whether or not a product should still be consumed are: dairy products are good 1 to 2 weeks past their sell-by date. Eggs are good up to 2 weeks past this date, given that they have passed a float test. A float test is when basically you place eggs in a glass with cold water and test to see if they float. If they do float, then they are considered rotten and should not be eaten. If they stay on the bottom of the cup, then they are safe to consume. This is because fresh eggs sink because the yolk and the white have gases, and the gas makes them dense enough to stay on the bottom. But as the egg gets older, it releases sulfur gas, which leaks through the porous eggshell and causes the egg to lose enough density, to become lighter than water, so it'll float. Sulfur gas is also the reason why eggs stink. Dry goods like spaghetti noodles, those are good up to a year past their sell-by date. And canned goods, they are like a whole nother story, okay? They last forever. No, not really, but like they do last up to 3 years past their sell-by date, which is a significantly long time. So if you do have foods that are reaching any of these dates and you're concerned about eating that product, I would suggest to you to freeze your food. Freezing your food literally stops the biological aging clock of your food and will prevent microorganisms from growing that can cause it to go bad. So, what do you think? Are expiration dates accurate? Because I think you can. Consider this myth slid. Hopefully by now you realize that these dates are not as important as maybe you previously thought. They should be a suggestion, people, not the end-all be-all, not the rule, not any of that. They are a suggestion, and they can be helpful, but you should be using your best judgment to decide whether these foods are safe to eat or not. And by best judgment, I mean, look at the food. Does it smell weird? Does it look weird? Does it taste weird? Do you see anything growing on it? No? Then eat it. So, with that being said, if you want to be a little more snobby like me and eat foods closer to their expiration dates, a great resource I have recently found is the Great Waste Cookbook. This cookbook is a PDF cookbook that will be linked on my blog, which is on my website, which is foodsciencesnob.com. A little self-promo there. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. I hope I answered all of your questions. I'm your snob, Ariel Carter. I hope you all enjoyed it, and be sure to subscribe to the podcast and follow me on my social medias. If you want to let me know your thoughts on this week's podcast, you can DM me at foodsciencesnob on Instagram or Twitter. I'll talk to all of you guys on my next episode. Bye!